Our message to the scientists at the PEEPS organization, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
You've gone too far.
Somebody's come after Nashville with a burn that is so hard and so probably true.
Yeah, a travel website has labeled Nashville a tourist trap and one of the least authentic cities in the world.
Sadly, that's becoming harder and harder to argue with.
Probably over the last 25 years, it probably went from one of the most authentic cities to one of the least authentic. So they say it's because of the branded bars and the polished venues that overshadow real, organic, local music experiences.
If you want to find real Nashville, you got to dig. You got to step away from Broadway.
Absolutely. Broadway has become like basically, well, more people have visited Broadway and downtown like the last year than they ever have.
Right.
So it's like wickedly popular.
Right.
But people are also saying, I guess one of the reasons it was labeled a tourist trap and least authentic is because people had used in their descriptions of their experience in Nashville, calling it a tourist trap, calling it overpriced, and inauthentic.
Yeah.
So a ton of people are coming here more than ever.
Yeah.
But it's kind of more for these like Disneyfied versions of what big businesses with a celebrity's name think you want out of a Nashville experience.
Well, you know, years ago when they started, people started nicknaming it Nash Vegas, and we all kind of got a little cringy over that. But now it's becoming more and more true, where it's just pretty much Las Vegas on Broadway.
Right.
It's, without slot machines, but everything else.
I mean, like, see, Broadway in Nashville is to Beale Street in Memphis.
Yeah.
Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Yeah, the tourist trap streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you want to find authentic Nashville, dig a little bit, but it's worth it if you find it.
Definitely is. If you leave Broadway, like, I get it. It's easy. You can stumble around completely hammered.
Yeah.
Without worrying about driving. But, if you just want, I think, one thing after another that looks exactly the same as the last one, then stay on Broadway.
Yeah. I mean, like in Vegas, if you go to like casinos, you can walk from one casino to the next without ever going outside. It's becoming that way with all the bars on Broadway. You know, you can be at Luke Bryan's, then all of a sudden you're in, you know, Jason Aldean's, and you just keep going, just stumbling through staircases.
You're like, oh, when did we walk into Posties? We've been here for half an hour. Like, I don't know.
Maybe that's a wake-up call, but No, it's not, because that's where the money is.
Too much money involved.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, the Emmy-winning star of 24, Kiefer Sutherland, has been arrested and accused of assaulting a rideshare driver. Not the first time he's been in trouble.
He has some anger issues,
He headbutted somebody at the Met Gala quite a few years back, and there was also another time where he got in trouble for tackling a Christmas tree.
That was a video. That was like one of the first big viral videos, was him attacking a Christmas tree. Alcohol could have been involved.
Yeah, most likely.
There's a guy running for governor in Florida named James Fishback, and he wants to tax OnlyFans, quote-unquote, creators. He's calling it a sin tax, where you get 50% of the money they make on OnlyFans. There's a creator named Sophie Rain who is not happy about it. She claims that she's made over $90 million over the last 2 years on OnlyFans.
Crazy amount of money. Are they not getting taxed on it?
I don't think so.
I don't know how they get
around. In Florida,
around
they don't have a state tax anyway.
Right.
You know, like Tennessee. But, you know, wow. We could destroy the deficit by just taking half of that. But how is she going to feed her future unborn children with only $45 million?
Yeah, there's a
lot
of money.
Give her a break. Girls got to eat.
Yeah.
Wow.
A guy was charged downtown Nashville with throwing scooters off the Korean Veterans Memorial Bridge. Police were called up there, and he admitted it right away. And then he told them, Yeah, I wish there was a boat down at the bottom where I threw it. Not going to help him in court.
No, that's mean.
No, I don't think so.
I'm all about getting rid of the scooters, but...
Yeah.
Don't hurt boat people.
That's right.
We, of course, over the last few weeks, with, you know, diet, exercise, very little, and a little help from Ozempic, yeah. I've lost like 20 pounds.
That's so awesome.
Doing good. Still got a long way to go. But I thought yesterday, I will buy some new pants. I need some pants.
Oh, that will fit. It's a landmark in the journey.
So I was feeling fancy. I could have gone to Walmart, but I decided to go to Target. In fact, I went to the Super Target in Smyrna, which everyone in Murfreesboro is a little bit jealous of them having a Super Target,
and we don't.
I would trade four of our Walmarts for one Super Target, but you know that's a thing for the mayors to decide. But I went in there. I found some jeans that I think will fit. You know, with a I don't want to brag, but a 36-inch waist.
All right.
And so, of course, I didn't try them on because guys don't do that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I just buy them.
And I know what size I am.
Take my clothes off in a store.
Yeah, and then you take them home and you try them on and go, oh, I should have tried them on at the store. So that's kind of what I did later. But I went in there and I got a hoodie and I also got, you know, some jeans. So I was feeling pretty good about myself.
Yeah.
Until I went to checkout. And if you've ever been to Target, if you're ever feeling good about yourself, you will feel bad about yourself if you look at your picture in the self-checkout camera they have at Target.
Oh, yeah.
It's always, you look horrible.
It's like this super high-res, widescreen version of every pore, blemish, and wrinkle your face might have.
So I'm going through and I'm checking in. Of course, I'm using the scanner. And of course, they have to come over and remove the little safety device off the pants.
Right.
Because they don't want you walking out and, you know, blue dye explodes or whatever happens. So I'm doing that. And then I glance up at the camera and I'm going, oh! And we go, oh my God, it's me.
Who is that guy?
Ah!
Is that the No, I was saying, like, why are they showing me pictures of the surface of Mars?
That's right.
Oh no, wait, that's my face.
What a horrible horror movie they're showing in Target. Oh no, it's me trying to check out.
I know people that won't go into the dressing rooms at a store like Target because they feel like you've never looked uglier than when you're standing in one of those mirrors looking at yourself.
Yes.
So even if you've avoided the dressing room and said, I'm just going to take these home.
Yeah.
They said, no. Before you leave the store, we're going to make sure you know you look awful.
Yeah.
Even though you didn't go into the dressing room, we're going to show you anyway.
Just in case you were feeling good about yourself. That's not going to happen any longer. Totally Hits 93.3 with Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers.
Go to localtreefellers.com. And to start off Gender Wars this morning, we have members of the National Barbershop Harmony Society to sing our theme.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for Gender Wars.
Oh, yeah. All right. For the guys in the audience, we have Brian in Mount Juliet. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Brian, glad to have you. Yeah. And joining you in this game, your opponent is Taryn from Christiana. Hey, Taryn.
Hi.
Okay.
So glad to have you both. Let's get things warmed up with a Get Acquainted question. Starting with you, Brian, have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
Yeah, I've had both. I broke my ankle in college, and I've had stitches.
All right. Okay. How did the stitches happen?
Playing baseball, I got hit in the right under the eye.
Oh, ouch.
Didn't feel good.
Everybody loves hearing about eye injuries early in the morning, don't they? Sorry. I asked. It was my problem.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Taryn, what about you? Have you ever broken a bone or needed stitches?
I've never broken a bone. I had stitches, though, one time.
What happened?
Nothing exciting. I was getting my birth control taken out of my arm, so I needed stitches.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was kind of part of the procedure.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Well, you each have a screw you can use in case you get in trouble. You don't know the answer to a question. You don't think your opponent knows it either. You can use your screw and make them answer your question.
All right. Here we start with a multiple choice question. Taryn, on the last lap of a NASCAR race, do they wave a green, yellow, or white flag?
White flag.
White flag!
She right. says confidently.
There you go.
All right, she's up 1-0. Brian, it's your turn. Is Steve Madden a TV chef, a shoe designer, or a wedding dressmaker?
Shoe designer.
Shoes. Right.
Nailed it. 1-1. We're okay. doing well.
Taryn, what do guys buy at a Lids store?
At a what?
A Lids store. L.
L-I-D-Z.
S.
Yeah, can right. I use my screw?
S.
Actually,
no. It's,
no, that's hats.
Hats.
That is hats. Taryn is correct.
No.
Brian, you can only use the screw on your own questions.
Yeah, but,
okay. Oh man, sorry, I got excited.
It's okay.
A good effort though.
I like your enthusiasm.
Yes.
All right, Brian. Here you go. This one is for you. Mark Wahlberg's brother Donnie is a member of what boy band?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah. Wow.
Nailed it.
There you go.
Okay. It's 2-2 going into the last questions.
All right. Taryn, in baseball, four bagger and moonshot are slang terms for what?
That's, were they like purposely like bunt it?
Bunting the ball.
No.
That is not correct.
No. That's, no. It's a slang term for a home run.
Okay. Can't
well,
give that.
That's called a home run.
right, you're saying you're using the wrong words. Use home yeah. run. All right, Brian, you have a chance to win it if you get this one right.
All right.
New episodes of Grey's Anatomy are seen on News 2 here in Nashville on what night of the week?
Pure guess. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, you're
incorrect.
Close.
Incorrect. Thursday nights, it still
no,
is.
Off.
After
right.
500 years of seasons, Grey's Anatomy still going.
All right, that means we have a tie. We're going to break that tie with Name That Tune lyrics version.
Yeah, up to 5 lines from a famous song. How many lines will you need? We'll start with you, Taryn. Up to 5.
5.
You want all 5.
All 5, okay.
I want all of them.
Brian, can you do it in less than 5?
Yeah, give me 4. Why not?
4.
All right.
Okay, back to you, Taryn.
You want to do it in less 3. Than 3?
3.
Oh, okay. It's getting interesting. Brian, you want to do it in less than 3?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Come on, you can do it in 1.
In 1?
You can do it in 1.
She's trying to talk to even lower.
Yeah.
He said 2. Do you want to do it with 2 or even go to 1 and just show off? It's up to you. Brian, it's up to Brian.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You can do it in 2. You've bid
1
2.
1 line. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with 2.
He's okay.
All right, 2.
He's playing it safe.
Okay.
Here are the 2 lines from a song. We need to know the name of the song. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Name that song.
Take these wings and learn to fly again.
Take these broken Ooh. Wings and learn to fly again. A few more seconds.
Don't know.
Oh! Taryn.
I can sing that song, but I don't know the name of it either.
Oddly enough, it is called Broken Wings.
Oh. Oh, man.
You had the title. It was right there the whole time.
Okay.
Oh, Taryn wins it.
We like to have a celebration of unpopular opinions. We call it If I'm Being Honest.
So if I'm being honest, people that whiten their teeth too much... are freaks. So you wanted to look better,
uh-huh.
and you didn't want people to notice your maybe darkened teeth,
yes.
or yellowed teeth. It all happens. We
From
drink
smoking
coffee.
Smoking or drinking it, coffee it or whatever, yeah.
But if you go too far, you have created not only something that's blinding us,
yes,
but nobody can look at you without going, yeah!
Yeah. Especially like if you enhance it with like getting a spray tan. So your
yeah.
skin is dark.
So you get even more contrast. Yeah.
Frighteningly white.
Yeah. It's always about taking it too far.
Yeah.
Because I've had my teeth whitened. Sure. Yeah. I want them to look a little better. But the people I went to said, oh, yeah, you don't want to go too far because, you know, my words, you look like a freak.
Yeah.
You look like a freak. Stop it. Just do it a little.
There's some commercial on TV for like Travelocity or something where they're out at a resort and these two guys are talking to a guy who knows nothing about booking hotels, apparently. And the two guys talking to him have the whitest, biggest teeth. And it's like, it's distracting. You don't even know what the commercial's for. You're going,
you don't
oh
even
God,
know what the person's saying.
You scare me.
Yeah. There's people I know that like, oh, yeah, 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 we're going to go see so-and-so. Oh, wear your sunglasses.
Yeah.
So more... If I'm being honest?
If I'm being honest, if you don't return your shopping cart to the corral in the parking lot, I will judge everything about your character as a human.
I think it says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just kind of leave it there like, well, somebody else's problem. You know, it's all about me. The world revolves around me. I don't have to follow the rules.
When I was a young guy, an old guy yelled at me one time. Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you leaving it there? Why do you think you're better than everybody else? You don't have to put it away. And I was like, ever since then, I'm like, okay, I'll always put it away.
Right.
Yeah. Michelle says, lattes are not coffee. They are a sweet cup of milk. If you want coffee, drink coffee. That's true. I think if it's less than 5% of the milkshake stuff that you've got in your cup,
right,
you can't call it coffee.
Pretty much, yeah. It's milkshake with just a little touch of caffeine.
Right. A splash.
Jackie in Smyrna says, if I'm being honest, if I didn't do it for him, my husband will never change his bath towel.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
That's kind of a guy thing.
I think guys will go a lot longer than women.
I mean, yeah.
Not that they should.
Yeah.
But it's just like, well, I think I can get 2, 3, 5 more days out of this towel.
On the other hand, we have Craig, who is in Madison, says, if I'm being honest, when women say, I don't care where we eat, they're lying.
Oh, yeah.
They always care.
I can't.
You say, where do you want to eat? And they say, I don't care. And they start listing people things off like, no, no.
Conversation goes like this.
No.
Because we've had too many of them.
Yeah.
Is my wife will say, like, where do you want to eat? I said, you tell me.
Yeah.
I don't care. You care a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to go through the list of, how about this place? No.
Yeah.
How about this place? No. How about this place? No. How about you just give me one or two of the places that you were already thinking of, and let's just cut right to it. So now she just says, where do you want to eat? I won't do it.
Yeah.
I won't play the game.
You just tell me. There's a funny picture somebody posted where there's a woman on death row in her jail cell, and the police come over and said, what would you like for your last meal? And she looks at him and goes, I don't know. What sounds good to you? What is your mood boost?
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
We love dogs, especially today at being Wet Nose Wednesday. There's the dog granddad of the year. There's a dog named Lexi, a black lab that needed surgery. So after surgery, of course, the dog has to wear the cone.
The cone of shame.
Yes. So they don't lick their wounds or whatever, you know, and make things problems. Jenna is the girl that owns Lexi the dog. And her dad decided, I don't want the dog to feel self-conscious or sad about himself. So I'm going to wear a cone too.
out of solidarity.
Yeah. And the picture of the video of them together, both wearing cones and both of them with their tails wagging, is really adorable.
Yeah, it is. He is definitely dog granddad of the year.
No kidding.
If you want to see the video of Lexi and Grandpa both wearing cones around the house, you can follow Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Of course, all the local TV stations are trying to scare us, saying, will it snow? Will it snow? Will it snow? Probably not.
Nowhere within the sound of our reach.
If you're if you're new to Middle Tennessee, we like to panic when there's a chance of snow, but it's probably not going to happen. We'll have some rain and temperatures will drop throughout the afternoon, but probably not cold enough to snow.
Yeah. So it's 81 days till Easter, but the people at Peeps have told us what their new flavors are going to be.
Okay.
And there's some interesting ones. Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry Peeps.
That could be good.
Sunny D Peeps, based on Sunny Delight, the orange drink. And then there's one that, wow, I don't know about this one. chili lime mango peeps.
I don't want spicy peeps.
Our message to the scientists at the Peeps organization, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly.
You've gone too far.
A lot of Titans fans were very excited when they found out Mike Tomlin, the longtime coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is stepping down after 19 years of coaching.
He's a good
and
coach.
Saying, oh, maybe he'll come to Tennessee. Nah, that's not going to happen. He's probably going to go to TV and make some money for a little while.
Yeah, it's at least a year before he decides if he's getting back into coaching.
Yeah, that leaves us with only 780 other out-of-work NFL coaches to choose from. We'll find out what happens.
Let the search for the wrong person begin.
That's right. Who will be a one-and-done next year? Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, 93.3. Remember back in the day when people say, penny for your thoughts? Well, it's going to cost you more now because pennies are a thing of the past now.
Yeah, they're not making them anymore. Yeah. And there's Dunkin' Donuts locations. There's some of the ones that are starting to no longer take pennies or actually they'll take your pennies. They won't give them out as change.
Right. If you're paying cash for your donuts and coffee.
Here's news two.
Signs posted at the counter and drive-thru explain. Pennies are accepted with exact change, but pennies will not be given out.
You gotta count nickels, dimes, pennies, quarters. It's all gonna add up. So, but I thought it was a lie, but yeah, they said no more pennies.
It's gonna be like everybody's gonna be doing that.
Pretty much, soon. Yeah. They're the first to do it, but yeah, it's gonna be, you know, worldwide soon.
I won't miss pennies. I mean, I haven't used pennies in 20 plus years.
I think, yeah, pennies are kind of a nuisance.
I think everybody has about 1,000 of them near their like, washing machine, stuff that you took out of pants back when we used pennies.
Yeah, or that little, you know, divider between the seats in your car. You go like, well, I get a penny. I'm not going to put it in my pocket.
Right.
So I just throw it in here.
I'm not going to rip my hand up trying to grab between the seats to get it.
Yeah, so yeah. It's too bad, but also, yeah, nobody uses pennies anymore, so they should stop. I guess it costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Right.
It costs like 4 cents to make a penny.
So
because that's our government at work.
Doesn't make sense. But they stopped, so that's a smart thing.
Yeah.
But I said, what are we going to do with the pennies now?
I don't know.
I load them up on planes and, I don't know, bomb all the countries that we're going to bomb.
That's it.
We'll just drop pennies on them.
Oh, my God.
We don't need them.
It'll be pennies from heaven. Oh, my goodness.
Pennies from heaven. Yeah. I don't think they call them that.
Thank you, America. My girlfriend is from Indiana, so she's all about the national championship coming up on Monday. And realized, to her horror, she doesn't have an Indiana hat. So I may go out and try to find her a hat.
And you just have to keep driving north until you get closer to Indiana.
I would
imagine
some sporting goods stores around here have one, because I actually looked online and it wouldn't be here by Monday, and by Tuesday it would be terrible to have it.
Oh, yeah.
So I got that going on.
Especially if they lost.
Yeah.
Which will never happen. Yeah. Don't tell her I said that.
Exactly. Also, tonight, New Vision Church in Murfreesboro, that's where we go. My son and I at 6 o'clock tonight going to what they're calling Man Church.
Awesome. Good for you guys.
Man Church. Where you go, you lift weights and talk about Jesus.
Pray and scratch yourself.
Scratch yourself and pee standing up while talking about the Bible. That's what I'm assuming it's going to be. So I'm excited about it.
I'm headed to the chiropractor this afternoon. And
nice.
I needed an extra key fob for my car because I bought a used car and I only had one when they sold it to me. So instead of paying like $500 at the dealer, I paid this other place like $200. But now to get it programmed, I have to meet them in like a Costco parking lot. So if I don't show up for work tomorrow,
okay,
you know where I was. I was at the Costco parking lot in Brentwood. People know I'm here.
This body is unidentified, but it's holding a key. I don't know. Who is this? All right. Well, that'll be the mystery we'll solve tomorrow. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits. 93.3. Thanks for being in.